The Judgment. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Matthew 25:31-33. This scripture evidently points out the most important events of the Day of Judgment. That day will be 1,000 years long, 2 Peter 3:7-8. The event which will introduce the Judgment Day will be the coming of the Son of Man, to raise the sleeping saints, and to change those that are alive at that time. The second event will be the King's sitting upon the throne of His glory. The King will not sit upon the throne of His glory until those who have followed Him are raised and sit upon the thrones of judgment with Him. Matthew 19:28. John saw in vision the length of time that Christ and the saints would sit on the thrones of judgment, and has written, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Revelation 20:4. The third event will be the gathering of all nations before the King in their separate places. All nations cannot be thus gathered until the end of the 1,000 years, when the wicked dead will be raised and gathered up around the holy city. The saints will then be in the city, and the wicked outside of it. All nations will then be before Him. The fourth event will be the delivering of the sentence by the King. His sentence upon the whole host of Gog and Magog will be, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Matthew 25:41. If this is not the final sentence of the judgment on the wicked, I think we shall not find it in the Bible. Therefore, the wicked are not sentenced before Christ comes, but they will hear their sentence after they are raised at the close of the 1,000 years. It is not necessary that the final sentence should be given before the first resurrection, as some have taught, for the names of the saints are written in heaven, and Jesus and the angels will certainly know who to raise and gather to the New Jerusalem. The fifth event will be the execution of the final judgment. Some have taken the ground that the 1,000 years will be taken up in executing the judgment on the wicked, but this cannot be. For the man of sin is to be destroyed with the brightness of Christ's second coming. Therefore the wicked are to remain silent in the dust all through the 1,000 years. How can the judgment be executed on the wicked before they are raised? It is certainly impossible. John saw the wicked, all raised and gathered up around the camp of the saints at the end of the 1,000 years. He also saw fire come down from God out of heaven, which devoured them. This will be the execution of the final judgment on all the wicked. God executed His judgments on the wicked in the days of Lot and Noah, and at the destruction of Jerusalem, and will execute His judgments on the living wicked at the pouring out of the 7 last plagues. But the pouring out of all these judgments cannot be the final execution of the judgment. That will be at the second death. Then God will make all things new. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, "Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Matthew 25:34. Then God will have a clear universe, for the devil and his angels and all the wicked will be burnt up, root and branch. James White.